Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland, I stand to live and die in Dixie.
For Dixieland, where I was born, early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
East Mississippi and West Alabama's News Talk Radio 1010, the Big Ten, MOX. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. It is a Thursday morning edition. It's a Paul Tarver edition is what it is. My name is Bill Smith, along with my good friends.
Thank you, Bill, Dumpster Dog, and back by popular demand,
Paul Tarver.
Hey, Paul.
Glad the guru is in the house.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And I still don't know what we're going to do this morning.
Well, I'm going to explain it to you.
Because
I would never come here and do this and not explain it to you, Dumpster.
It's been classified.
Has it been classified? It's been kept in a mayonnaise jar on the front porch.
I didn't get an access code to access a top secret
Actually, I
subject.
Was. I'm the only one allowed access.
Yeah, I heard you had access, but I told him that you kept it close to the vest.
Yeah, but I told you how to get access.
Well,
You got to go to quality PC. I like it this way. You got
to
go to qualitypconline.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and put your email address in there. Mm-hmm. And in about 48 hours before the show, we will email everybody and let them know what's coming up.
Well, can you go to paultarver.com?
You can go to paultarver.com, but there's not a place there yet for you to sign up. So you have to go to qualitypconline.com.
I want sometime during the program, I know we've got a lot to get to, but sometime I want you to tell everybody what you're going to do with the MOX website.
Oh.
He showed me some stuff yesterday. Dumpster, it's amazing.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be cool. This is going to be the...
Cold, cool.
Icy, baby.
And I've got a couple of computer questions, as usual.
You know...
How
many years have I been doing this show that I come in, and every time you say, I have computer questions,
It's the same question.
And we never get to them.
I've
told you, you know, you're just going to have to pick up the phone, call me, and see what happens.
I don't want to
bother right.
you.
You know, I do remember him saying that every single show, but I never remember a question.
We never, ever get to the question.
That's right.
It's probably going to happen again today.
Take it away, dog.
All right, it's a morning show, and it is a Thursday edition, and it's a Paul Tarver edition. The Guru is back, and we're going to have a big time. It's going to be fun. We want you to tune in and call us, 693-1891, 693-1010. And don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. We'll be taking those during the show, and we'll pick a winner. At the end of the show, don't leave anybody's name out. Toll free, it's 1-877-966-9825. You can drop us an email, morningshow@wmox.net. You can send us a fax at 483-1010. And we are glad to be back, glad to have you with us.
That's right, and we'll be around until 10 o'clock. We look forward to hearing from you this morning. Paul,
well,
tell them.
I tell you what's going to happen is we may not get many calls today.
Why?
Well, one of two reasons. Either they're going to be turning up their radio and listening,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to run them off. One of the two.
Okay. Well,
don't run them off.
Well, I don't intend to.
Okay.
I mean, that's not the plan.
I understand.
It's just that I'm this, you know, up to this point, we've always done shows that were, you know, we did Christmas shows, we've mm-hmm. done Memorial Day
Father's
shows,
Day.
Father's
Mother's
Day shows, Day. Mother. We've respected everybody
Memorial
and tried
Day.
To do everything. And unfortunately, you know, one of the things I've learned about coming out here is the fact that you guys are saving me thousands of dollars in therapy because this is an opportunity for me to come out here and vent and say what I feel.
Day.
And I've had a problem the last couple of months, and I need to vent today, and I need to get it off my chest.
So this is Paul Harvard's day.
Today is going to be my day.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
And what it is I'm feeling a lot of angst. Can you hear it in my voice? I got a lot of angst in me right now.
Now
the last couple of months, I'm having a lot of problems.
Anger?
No, not anger. It's just anxiety. It's just this frustration.
Okay.
It's
by 10 o'clock, you'll be a new man.
I'll be a new man. I'm planning on being a new man. It's the thing, and I don't, you know, everybody knows that I come and do the show, I don't talk about politics, and I'm going to try not to talk about politics today. What I'm going to talk about is the people's reaction to what's going on, because I'm about had enough. I'm about to bow up on somebody. I'm about to just go off on somebody. If I don't do this show... I don't do this show, I'm just going
to
explode because I'm tired.
Well, come on, just let it out.
I'm tired of all these people trying to tell me how I'm supposed to feel about the new president and how I'm supposed to be excited about all this kind of stuff.
These people are the media, mainly?
Media, I'm talking about them and the Obama nuts, the folks that think this is a second coming of the Messiah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I have come to the realization that the man is just like me. He puts his pants on one leg at a time, and there's a whole bunch of people in this world that thinks he don't.
Right.
And I'm tired. I can't cut my TV on. I turn on the TV, and they got commercials where I'm supposed to be buying these coins with his picture painted on top of John F. Kennedy, and that's supposed to make me a better American or a better person because I do. I turn on the Obama News Network, which used to be CNN, but they don't give up on that whole thing. It ain't about
MSNBC.
That was Clinton. That was the Clinton News Network.
They don't give up on all that. They might as well just change the name to ONN. They just change it completely. Headline ONN.
ONN.
Because the thing is, you can't turn the thing on. The fellow wants to go to the bathroom. They got to give you some report about how the bathroom attendant is just overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the fact that Obama spoke to him.
How much different is this from previous presidents?
It's different. It's really weird. I ain't never seen anything like
but
this.
Do you think, Paul, this is the honeymoon and this is...
Wait a minute, I'm bitten here.
This will subside.
No, it ain't going to subside because these people are irrational. The people I'm frustrated with are the irrational ones. I don't mind somebody who chose that rationally and said, that's what I want to vote for.
I think he's talking about Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann.
I hope the man is a success. I hope that he does a good job
and don't
mess up too much. I hope that he don't mess with my patch of earth too much. I hope that when it's all said and done, we can all say we survived this in good shape. Okay? okay? I have all the utmost respect for his ability, and I hope that he does a good job and respects my ability to live it the way I want to live. But I've had it with all these people that want to tell me that because I don't feel just like they do, that I need to change what I'm doing or change the way I'm feeling, and what it's doing is making my rebel gene stand up and want to shout.
Rebel gene!
And I'm just had it. Now, sorry, I don't mean to vent, but I got fired
up. Do you feel better?
I've been carrying, I ain't done yet. I'm just getting wound up. I'm telling you, you people out there, you need to get you a cup of coffee and sit down and listen, because here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
In times of stress, in times of anxiety that I have, I turn to music, as I always have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know for a fact that there is a type of music out there that soothes the savage beast of my rebel gene. And I know for a fact that Southern music in particular reminds me of several things, and it tells me that I'm okay because I'm independently natured. Mm. It tells me that I'm okay to be plain spoken about the way I feel, and it tells me it's okay for me to have an opinion. There ain't a whole lot of music out there that speaks to my soul as tightly as a Southern rock and roll song or a Southern country song.
Amen.
And today, brothers and sisters, we are going to play some rock and roll.
Tell it, brother.
This ain't your daddy's WMOX anymore.
Well, not today, anyway.
And somebody go lock the door and keep Eddie out, because we're going to play some cool stuff today.
Maybe 70s MOX.
What? 70s?
Hey, did you take your prednisone?
No. Can you imagine what it would have been like if I had took the prednisone?
You need some Prozac.
I don't need no Prozac, and I don't need no doctors telling me I need to take that either. You know, all right, go on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, let him take a breath.
I'm taking a breath. Take a call. Somebody out there is probably feeling the same way.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with the guru, Paul Tarver.
Well, I got the email, and he didn't lie.
I told you.
Let's sing our closing hymn, and I'm going to take up offering, okay?
Brother Paul.
Well, I tell you what, I bet Pam's going to be happy tonight.
What? Why?
Oh, you be done therapied, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm carrying a load, and I need to get rid of it.
Well, you just
so brought,
and I'm gonna tell you
brought it out here.
And I'm going to tell you something, too. I ain't the only one feeling this way.
I know.
There's a lot of folks out there that I've talked to while I was getting ready for this thing, and I've mentioned things in passing, and you'd be amazed at how many people look at me and go, I've been feeling the same way. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Do you think there are a lot of people out there who feel the same way but are afraid to
Afraid.
They're sort of intimidated.
And I want to make it perfectly clear here now. I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. I ain't upset with anybody that voted for the man. That's their choice, and that's their vote, and I respect that. What I'm upset with are these people who have elevated this man to a golden idol, and ain't nobody like that.
Well, you know, you said you probably wouldn't get any calls, so I wanted to go ahead and get mine in early.
You got one anyway. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Listen in. You're going to love it.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with a very frustrated Paul Tarver.
Yes, he is very... He is very frustrated this morning.
But he's going to work it out.
Bradley.
I had a computer question for him, but I may save it for later.
No, you can go ahead and ask me. I ain't give up on what I do.
He's still a computer man.
Well,
what's wrong with your computer, Brad?
Well, I don't have one yet. I was going to ask him about programming music, something I've been wanting to ask him a while and I hadn't got around to it.
What do you mean by programming music?
Well,
you mean writing music on the computer?
Well, no.
Recording it
and putting it in the system.
You mean downloading it?
No, I think he's recording his your own music, right?
I have my own music in here.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to figure out if I get a computer, how do I go about putting it?
What do you have it on right now?
In the system. Right now, I have it on CD.
CD.
I have all my music on CD.
Well, there's a lot of programs out there to do it. One of the ones that I love the most is called Media Monkey that you put on your computer, and it'll let you rip from a CD, organize it, put it in a library, tag it with all the information that you want to tag on each particular track, including the picture of the album cover and the and the lyrics to the songs, and it lets you search that library any way you want. I have a very extensive library that I've ripped off of my own CD collection that is pretty wide and broad, and it's evidenced by what we're going to play this morning.
Is it MediaMonkey.com?
Or? You can just go out to Google and type MediaMonkey as okay. one word. They have a free version. Doesn't cost you anything to run the free version. And then the upgrade is only the full version, the pro version, is only $40. And it's probably one of the best products out there I've ever used.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just hands down. And, Bill, you know a little bit about the collection I've got.
Sure.
It allows me to do some pretty awesome stuff. And, frankly, I couldn't do the show with you guys without that
right.
because it allows me to create playlists and play around with it. For example, when I was putting together the playlist to do today's show, I mean, my initial choices was over 90 songs that I needed to pull out of my basic collection and then sort through to decide which one was going to make the show. And it does a great job of letting me do that. So, and like I said, you can do all that with the free version, and it doesn't cost you a dime.
Well, now, when you use MediaMonkey, Can you program it to where it'll just automatically play by itself, so you wouldn't have to?
Oh yeah, you can a playlist you can set up and say start, and it'll play one song right after another. However you've got it organized, you can go into what they call party mode, which is like a DJ mode where anybody can come up and click a song and it'll play it, or it'll randomly pick songs from your collection. If you have all the genre set up, you can go into party mode and say, I want a blues party, and all it'll play is blues songs.
Now, like Paul, doesn't he need, when he buys a computer, he needs to make sure he has a good audio card? Is that right?
I'll be honest with you, I'd rather see him spend money on speakers.
Really?
Yeah, most of your audio cards do a pretty good job no matter what you do. I wouldn't spend a lot of money on an audio card.
Okay.
I mean, most of the work I do is on a laptop that has a built-in audio card with a headphone. And
it does well?
Yeah, it does fine. But now what counts is whenever I play it at my office, when I'm a, you know, I have some Bose speakers for my PC in my office.
Right.
And I can turn it up, son, you know. So when your playback, what counts is your speakers.
Okay.
You know, you really need some of them, you know, good PV speakers or something like that.
You got it, Brad?
Hook it up to your PC.
Let me do the weather real quick, and
okay.
I'll let y'all get on with the Southern rock and roll today.
There you go,
Brad. Okay.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 58 today. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s.
Ooh.
That's a little brisk. Then tomorrow, sunny on tomorrow, highs in the low to mid-60s on tomorrow. And then we'll be back to clear skies tomorrow night with a low in the mid-20s until Saturday morning. So there's your weather, and we should have, our next chance of rain in here by Sunday night into Monday.
All right, weather report brought to you by...
Weather report brought to you by John O'Neill Johnson, Toyota, Highway 39 North. We can have it the weather way.
The weather way. The Toyota way.
The Toyota way.
Brad, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brad.
Good to hear from you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all on tomorrow.
We'll see you.
Brad Irby.
We'll see you.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right.
All right, I'm going to get my computer question out.
You better hurry, son, because every second you're wasting is music I can't play.
I understand that Microsoft has a new version of Windows coming out to replace Vista. And
Windows 7.
And the motto is, this time it works.
Well, Vista works. It just works too good. Frankly, they need to break it a little bit.
But it works too good? I thought you were sort of down on Vista.
I am down on Vista. They built the security up, and the security works too good in Vista, and it prevents you from doing the stuff you need to do.
Right.
So they need to break the security a little bit. Unfortunately, there's a trade-off there, because when you break it and make it – you know, there's an inverse relationship between usability and security. The higher the security, the less usability you got, because you're protecting the person from themselves.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we have to take personal responsibility. I hate to get this back around to Southern ethics, but, you have to take personal responsibility for your computer to keep your viruses off.
Yeah.
You use free products like AVG and SpyBot and AdAware to keep your things off, and you do what you have to do to take care of your own self and quit depending on Microsoft or the government to keep the viruses off your computer.
Right.
That's how that's got to work.
Now, if somebody wants to buy a computer from you and
this is conservative computer talk brought to you by...
right.
And they want Windows XP. You can put that on.
I can still get XP.
Okay.
And Microsoft, I guess, learned a lesson, didn't they?
I don't know.
From Vista?
I think so. But, I mean, you know, the problem is they're like anybody else. They had a problem. They knew they had a problem. They denied they had a problem for so long.
They got a lot of bad press.
And so, you know, you reach a point where the multitude of negative voices out there sort of ended up rising up against them. I don't know that they lost any market share off of it because we're still able to get XP. Mm-hmm. XP turned out to be one of the most successful operating systems in the world. I mean, you know, I got to give them credit for that one. I love it. Mm-hmm. I hated it at first. It took me, I waited a year or so into it before I made the move because I was fearful of the problems that we run into with Vista. Mm-hmm. But once I made the move, you know, I would stack Windows 98 and XP up against any operating systems that's ever been created.
If I come to you for a computer and I don't know, I don't have a preference, what are you going to suggest?
XP. Particularly if you've had any experience with previous Windows operating systems, I'm going to direct you in that direction.
Which you have.
Huh?
I said which he has.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So, anyway, back to the subject matter. I want to talk about Southern music, first of all, where this show got started. First of all, a couple of weeks ago, I happened to be watching TV, CMT did a thing called the Top Southern Rock Songs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, they had some nice live footage of some shows and stuff that people did. But I was dismayed by the fact that about 10 of the songs on there were simply pop songs that had been done by people ostensibly who were from the South. That does not make a Southern song. Mm-hmm. Okay? A Southern song does several things. First of all,
for example, what was one?
Well, I'll give you a good example. One of the ones that's most, that it shows up on all of your, like if you go to the store right now and you buy an album that says Southern Rock on it, mm-hmm. Southern Rock Hits,
right.
You're probably going to find a song on there by Elvin Bishop called Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a pop song.
No, that's not Southern.
That's not Southern Rock.
No. Even but I
it's,
know that.
But it's included.
Is he from Alabama?
He's from Mobile. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You know, they'll include, and I don't mean no disrespect because I like the Fabulous Thunderbirds, but they include Tough Enough,
mm-hmm.
and Tough Enough doesn't rise to the level of Simple Man or Freebird or, mm-hmm. you know, any Allman Brothers song. I mean, it just is not in the same caliber. Georgia Satellites, mm-hmm. you know, does this song called No Huggy, No Kissy Till I Get a Wedding Ring, you know that song?
Yeah.
They include that on every Southern rock compilation that's out there. That was a pop song. It was mm-hmm. done in a Southern way by a band from Georgia, but mm-hmm. you know, it didn't rise to the level that I'm talking about. I also was critical about the fact that you would limit Southern music to a genre like rock. Southern music is a fusion of blues, jazz, country, all rolled into one with a heavy metal string guitar as the lead mm-hmm. and some good drumming,
right.
Okay? That's where you get Southern music from. And so what you end up with is the possibility is you could have a great a country song, for example, that actually has a lot of hallmarks of a good Southern rock song, okay? Same with blues. I mean, you know, let's face it, if you didn't have the blues from Delta, Mississippi, you wouldn't have a lot of Southern rock.
Right.
Because the style and the nature in which the guys play. So what we're going to do is we're going to lead everybody through a journey of this educational journey. It's going to do a couple things. Hopefully it's going to expose you to some stuff that maybe you hadn't thought about. Maybe it'll set up some discussions about arguments over who's favorites because everybody's got their own subjective favorites of what the top – you know, I was going to do a top 20 list, and the harder I tried, the more I realized that my top 20 list ain't going to be like dumpsters, and dumpsters ain't going to be like Bill's, and nobody else's is going to be like nobody else's because – I mean, it's just like when CMT did theirs, they put Freebird as number 3 on the list,
mm-hmm.
which blew my mind and most everybody else. I mean, you know, let's face it, you know, individuality and freedom and family and, you know, that nomad nature that we have to want to ramble around and do, you know, go mm-hmm. and see things and go to places. You know, all of those emotions you'll find in Southern music, you'll find that expressed very well. Not only musically, but also lyrically.
Right.
And so we're going to hit some of those. But the place I want to start is I want to go back where this all sort of came together for me because after doing that, a couple nights later, I was watching TV, couldn't sleep, and I'm up and I'm seeing all these commercials and all this kind of stuff. And I realized that I was feeling this anxiety because I was about ready to tell some folks that I'm an individual. I have the right to have my own belief and my own thought about what I'm doing, and they don't have the right to make me feel bad about that. And it's coming from people who claim they want to be inclusive and tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I never seen people that was as tolerant as Southern people, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pretty well live and let live.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna believe what I believe, and you believe what you believe, and we can still be friends, you know. And I've always felt that way about people in the South. And so I put the two together, somehow or another made a weird wired connection in my head. And so I've come up with a collection of stuff that express the Southern point of view better than any that I've heard in a while. And so if you've been frustrated out there and you're tired of being told, you know, that you're not right, this is the show to listen to, because you're fixing to enjoy the next little bit. So we're going to start where my emotions started, okay? So if you play track number two, this is kind of where my emotions started, and then we're going to go through the whole journey together. So hang on and enjoy the show.
I think I've ever heard of those saxophones in
like
that song.
Well, yeah, the thrill is gone away. That's a great song. It's honest. It tells the truth. It tells how the man feels. It's straight talk from his heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a hallmark of Southern music. It also brings up another point of Southern music, and it's an acknowledgement of the fact that, first of all, life ain't easy. You know, there's sorrow in life. There's tragedy in life. It happens.
Right.
And that's another topic that's discussed heavily in Southern music and Southern influence music. Okay.
Right.
And it's that honesty, I think, that comes through when somebody's playing the music or they're talking about the music or they're singing the words. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. I want to take you on a little bit different left-hand turn here. Let's play another song that is just as honest. I think. But it's a complete departure from what you just heard. So why don't you play track number 3 for me.
In constant sorrow all through his day. But I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and bred, the place where he was born and bred. I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble, I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help me. I never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps you'll die upon this train. Some deep valley for many years where I made way. Well, then you may learn to love another while I am sleeping in my grave. While he is sleeping in that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
I love that song.
I do too.
Man.
So what we're going to do is we're going to cover that part. And what I want everybody to recognize is that both of those songs have blues elements. They sound completely different, but they both have blues elements. If you mm-hmm. listen to them, the lyrics and the music itself, you'll hear mm-hmm. blues lyrics in the dobro that was being played. And more importantly, it's that acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, he's a man of constant sorrow, but he didn't give up.
Right.
He didn't give up. He didn't walk away from it. He's going to stick to it and everything else. So I don't know if anybody's going to get what I'm talking about here, but I hope so. I hope they understand what I'm talking about. And I hope some of this will speak to your heart as you go forward. And listen to some of the stuff we're going to talk about. So we're going to take another left-hand turn. We're going to make a full square here if we're careful.
Okay.
And frankly, we're going to get a little closer to what some of that feeling I was talking about earlier. And I know I was, you know, sort of overemphasizing the anxiety and all that kind of stuff. I don't want anybody to think I'm having a heart attack or anything up here. I'm pretty laid back now. I've got music going.
I'm easing
into this. You know, we're getting there, boys.
You're mellow now.
I'm feeling you. I'm feeling like it's the therapy's working.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we're here for, Paul.
That's right.
You know, that leads me to the fact that I kind of want to make a statement, and really a lot of what I'm saying today is saying through music. You know, one of the strongest Southern songs that you can think of, Southern music songs, was actually a true country song. Mm-hmm. It was a big hit by this guy, and maybe you'll like it. Why don't you play cut number four for me?
Cut number four.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
More with the guru, Mr. Paul Tarver. Coming up, stay with us. You're listening to Meridian's News Talk, the Big Ten, 1010 MOX.